And so then it begs the question, if this is all true and possibly true, should we be moving towards standardized biopsying of all recurrent patients? As the complexity of biomarkers increases over the next decade and so on, should we begin to start thinking that every patient is going to require rebiopsying? And in fact, we may go one step further and say, should every patient be continuously biopsied during the course of metastatic disease while on therapies when disease progresses? And should we be tailoring our therapy on the progression and evolution of biomarkers on the cancer cells or not? A very complicated field. To start with, these particular papers are fraught with complex design issues and questions around the technology that we were discussing. So all the caveats about sampling a primary and a metastasis and adequately sampling them, and the tissues from which you're sampling them, one is from the breast, the others could be from a whole different set of areas. So the limitations are that they're retrospective studies. They were very small subsets, very few patients with distant metastases. There were significant sampling errors possible because of biopsies, the use of TMAs as opposed to proper biopsies. They didn't distinguish between metastatic or local sites in one of the studies, which was an obvious pitfall. And the outcome of this was only looked at in one of the studies and not the other. And there were no additional biological pathway data from these studies, the three simple markers. And, you know, looking sort of into this, we can employ multiple methods of measuring biological pathways, and all of them have current limitations. We can use receptors by total protein and IHC or gene amplification by FISH. We can do gene microarrays for gene expression, or we can do more sophisticated post-translational modifications by reverse phase protein microarrays and or mass spectrometry. So there are newer technologies to ask this question about pathway functionality as opposed to just biomarkers like this of the standard IHC or FISH. Some work has been published already on this field. There have been people who have looked at, you know, 14,000 gene microarrays from primary to metastasis and found remarkably little difference, which came to all of us as a surprise, I think, when this kind of data first came out. We all expected the metastasis to be markedly different. They looked very much like the primary. Van der Veer and her group in Holland have shown not only is the 14,000 genes look identical, but within the 14,000, their 71 gene mammoprint signature also looked very correlated very strongly between primary and metastasis with no migration. And so, you know, the question becomes, with advanced disease, should we biopsy different sites and use multiple technologies, including protein microarrays or mass spectrometry, to see whether the pathways are actually, there's been a functional shift, not just a gene microarray shift, but a functional shift.